Yeah. You're holding off Yudalad. Yudalad Amin Aleph by the Mishnah. Mesachachin bin Esorim. You're allowed to use pieces of wood. A nest to use means a wide piece of wood. Soon see what the size is. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Meir Oisef, Meir says no, you can't use for schach a wide piece of wood. Now, even though midiraisa, of course it's kosher, because a piece of wood is something that grew out of the ground, and it's not makabel tumah, it's a pshute kliyetz, it's not made to put things on top of it. It's a piece of wood it's made to build with. So midiraisa vad, you could use it for schach. But midirabonim, though, it's possible. But some machlokes, we have Yehuda holds it's okay, and Remeya says it's oiser. Now, Nosan Ole Neser, Shurocha Vabot Tochim, what's going to be if you put on top for schach, you use this piece of wood that's rochiv, wide, four tochim wide. In other words, Amish, it's like 16 inches wide. It's kshera. You should know, still it's kosher. But Bovad providing Shlayishan Tachtav, you're not supposed to sleep underneath this piece of wood. So Rashi learns, what does the Mishnah mean? Who is saying this? The Gifu goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's very good. Rabbi Yehuda holds this kosher. But then it's a question, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why should it be, you can't sleep under it? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that you can use it for schach, you should be allowed to sleep under it. So Hura goes like Rameya. Rameya says it's possible for schach, you're not allowed to use it. So then why does the end of the Mishnah say that the schach is kshera? So the Gemara says is talking about that you put it near the wall. Halacha is, you put it near the walls, we always say, Doifen Akuma, that anything within four Amis from the wall, it's always kosher anyway, because you say Doifen Akuma. So the Tchach Psul doesn't pass through the Sukkah. However, the Tchach itself is called Posle Tchach, according to Ramei Yeshita, therefore you're not supposed to sleep under this piece of wood. Since the piece of wood is Rochiv, wide, four Tfachim, it's Posle with Rabbonin, you can't sleep under that wood. But it doesn't make the whole Tchach Posle. True, if it would be in the middle of the sukkah, it would make the whole sukkah possible. But since it's by the side, near the wall, we say, Doifen Akuma, it doesn't make the sukkah possible, just you can't sleep underneath it. So the Gemara. Omar Rav learns like this, that Machlokes in the Mishnah is Benesorim Sheish Per Marbor. We're talking about these pieces of wood are 4 tfachim wide. They're like 16 inches wide. That's how wide the pieces of boards are. So it's a Machlokes in the Mishnah, the Yehuda holds, still you can use it. And the Rameya says it's oisi, you're not allowed to use it. So what's the machlokes? The Rameya is like Zeras Tikrum. Rameya holds us also to use such a wide piece of wood, because it's a Zera, it looks like a roof. In other words, the Rashi's time, the Gemara's times, they used to make their roofs with these nice, thick, wide pieces of wood. They used to use wood, rochiv arba tzvachim. So since that's the way you made the roof in your house, if you're going to use the same type of wood to make the roof for your sukkah, people will think, what's the difference sitting in the sukkah or sitting in a house? It's the exact same roof. So people come to say, I'm allowed to sit inside my house, and that's possible for schach, like Rashi learns. That's Rashi Shita. The Torah always says sukkah, it has to be something different, and not your house. And not the house that you have the whole year round. And better still, it could be like other Rishonim, that the roof you make in the house, it's not made for the purpose of sale, just to make shade, it's rather made for the purpose of living. That's the way a person lives. A person lives in the house, if you have a roof on the house, but it's not made just to protect the shade, it's made there to live there. So that's possible schach, it's not called the schach was made the shame sale. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Rabbi Meir holds the Sigzera not to use a wide piece of wood that you use to make roofs with, because people think, if I could use this wood for my tzach, who would then I could eat in my house already? And eating in your house is possible midiraisam. So therefore, midirabonin, you're not allowed to use these wide pieces of wood. For Rabbi Yehuda, less like zera sikra. That's the way Rav learns. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know for this zera. Even though using a nice wide piece of wood, but since you're putting it there on top of your sukkah, l'shem tzel, it's a kosher sukkah. The mice that was grown, it's a dove that grows out of the ground, it's not makabu tumah, it's kosher tzchach, he doesn't know from Xavier. This is the way Rav learns. Abba ben Isarim, Shein ben Abo, but let's say these pieces of wood, if they're not four tfachim wide, they're less than four tfachim, then divri hakol kshera. Then even according to Rav Meir, it's kosher. Hey, that's the way Rav learns. Rav Meir only holds its usher if it's wide four tfachim. But if it's not wise for tefachim, everybody holds, even Rameya holds this kosher. Ushmul Lama Shmuel says, no, the machlekes differently. Ushmul Lama Kishain Behem Abu Machlekes. Though machlekes is where it's less than 4 tefachim wide, then Reb Yehud holds his kosher. Avu Yesh Behem Abu, let's say you have a piece of wood that's 4 tefachim wide, then Divrei Hakol Psulim. Shmuel holds, everybody holds this posel. Even Reb Meir holds, I mean, even Reb Yehud holds this posel. So according to Shmuel, when does Reb Yehuda say it's kosher? Only when it's less than 4 tefachim. But when it's 4 tefachim, then everybody holds the whole gzeira mishum tikra. So Gemara explains now, ein behem abu, you want to say, where is the machlokes though? When it's not wide 4 tefachim. So you want to tell me then, what's the shear up until how wide does Reb Meir still have its osur? If you want to tell me about filu pachas mishloisha, even if it's less than 3 tefachim wide, Reb Meir also holds still its fossil. That reads like you have bamboo sticks. Some bamboo sticks, they're 3 tefachim wide, and nobody uses it to make a roof. If it's like less than 3 tefachim, you for sure you don't use these sticks to make the roof. So it's real kosher schach. So how can you tell me now Reb Meir holds the osur, even though it's less than 4 tefachim? In other words, how far down does Reb Meir still say it's osur? It's not a swear to say if it's less than 3 tefachim, he holds his posel. That's mamish kanim, that's real bamboo sticks. Havadras kosher schach. So Gemara says like this, that Amar Rav Papa Hochi Kamar. This is the way Shmuel learns the Machlokes. That Yesh Behem Abu, if the board, the piece of wood is 4 tefachim wide, Divrei Hakol Psulim. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds this posel. He holds from the Gzeiras Tikra. Since at that time they used to make roofs with boards wide 4 tefachim 16 inches, so if you use such a board to make your schach, it's posel in the Rabbanim. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds like that. Pachis Mishloisha, if the board is less than 3 tefachim wide, I'll tell you Divrei Hakol Ksheira. Even Reb Meir also holds this kosher, you're allowed to use it for schach. That's mamish kanim, that's regular bamboo sticks, you don't use it for roofs, that's mutter to use for a sukkah. My timer, kanim b'yamaninu, what's the reason? Because that's real kosher schach, that's tam kanim, tam bamboo sticks. Ki pligi, so Shmuel learns, though, where is the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda? Mishloisha adabo. The machlekes is when it's wide, more than 3 tefachim, but less than 4 tefachim. That man sovar kivun delasnayu shir mokum leigazrinin. As Reb Yehuda's sheet there is, since it's not wide 4 tefachim, which is always the amount to give it a shem mokum a shir choshev. Like we always said, a reshus liyachid has to at least be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Less than that is not called a shir mokum. So if you have the board that's less than 4 tefachim wide, Reb Meir holds its kosher. Since it's not a shir mokum, it doesn't make a gzeirum. We're not afraid if we use this board. Maybe sometimes people think, like you could also use a board 4 tefachim wide, and then you come to sit inside your house. Well, no, we don't make such a gzeirum. There's a difference between a board wide 4 tefachim, that's called a shir mokum, to less than 4 tefachim. Umasava, Reb Meir holds no. Kivun denafki luhu mitaris lovid. Since it's wider than 3 tefachim, it's more than the shir of lovid. It's less than 3 tefachim, we always say it's love is considered attached. Once it's wider than 3 tefachim, it's not loved anymore. So you see, a shear of 3 tefachim wide is called a chashav shear. Therefore, gazrinim. So Reb Meir holds, we make the gzeirim, that if you use a board more than 3 tefachim wide, who are then maybe you'll start to use a board 4 tefachim wide. And a board 4 tefachim wide, since people use that to make their roofs of the house, people will think like Mali sitting in the sukkah, Mali sitting in the house. Therefore, it's like kula chod gzeira. When they went to make a gzeira, not to use a board wide 4 tefachim, they also included in that gzeira was not to use a board even if it's only 3 tefachim wide. Between 3 and 4 is also the cloud gzeira. Yeah, right. Tanan, it says now Mishnah, nosa nole neser. If you put a board, this board on the schach, Shirochev abot tefachim, that the board is wide 4 tefachim, ksheira, the sukkah is still called kosher, the Mishnah says. Abovovad, but providing shloisha tachtov. You're not allowed to sleep under that board. In other words, that board is poslas chach, but it doesn't passel the sukkah. So if you sleep under any other part of the schach, it's okay. Just under this board that's wide 4 tefachim is poslas. So Marcel says like this. Bishleim al Shmuel, according to Shmuel, it's very good, the Yomar. Bishain ben abo machloikis. When it's not wide 4, that's the machlokes. Avu yesh behem abu. But when the board is wide 4 tefachim, divrei hakol psula. Then everybody holds this posel. Why? Because everybody holds this gzeira mishum tikras abayis. We're afraid if you use such a wide board, you may come to sit in your house, like Mali my roof in my house, Mali the roof in the sukkah. So Mishum Hokalish and Tachtav. Therefore it's good, the end of the Mishnah goes according to everybody. Hey, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shmuel is also Moida, that if the board is wide for Tfachim, it's a postless chach, and you're not allowed to sleep underneath it. Why is the whole sukkah k'sherim? That's what we spoke out of, like Rashi says, because it's talking about the board is near the wall, or at least it's within 4 amas from the wall. So any postless chach that's within 4 amas from the wall, we always say, doifan akuma, it doesn't pass through the sukkah. The sukkah still remains kosher. Just you're not allowed to sleep under that aschach. So according to Shmuel, the end of the Mishnah goes according to everybody. Even Rabbi Yehuda is moida, that if it's wide for tefachim, you're not allowed to sleep underneath it. The Gemara just says though, elo l'rav, but according to Rav, the Yomah, he says no, that the machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir were talking about when the board is for tefachim wide, and still Rabbi Yehuda holds his kosher, you're allowed to use it for schach. So the Gemara is asking, elo l'rav, the Yomah, b'shiyesh b'mabo machlokes, the machlokes is when it's even wide, for tefachim. Still Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make any gzerim mishum tikras kosher, avalein b'mabo, but when it's less than for tefachim wide, Divrei Hakol Ksheira, everybody holds his kosher. Siv Sol, Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda learn the end of the Mishnah? Like, Amad La Yishan Tachtav, why can't you sleep under this board? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to use the board even though it's wide for Tzvachim for Schach. He does not know too many Gzeiros Tikrum. Since the board is not Makabot Tome, it grows out of the ground, it's kosher Schach. So why does the end of the Mishnah say you can't sleep under the board? What's wrong with it? And for the Gemara and Echnam, according to Rav, you're going to have to say, Mi Savra Divri Hakol Hi, who says the end of the Mishnah goes according to everybody? According to Rabbi Yehuda also, no, say for us and the Rabbi Meir. According to Rav, the end of the Mishnah can only go according to Rabbi Meir. That Rabbi Meir says the board that's wide for Tzvachim is possible Tzach, there's a Xeris Tikkur involved, so therefore you're not allowed to sleep under this board. So if the board is near the wall, if you can say Doifin Akum, it doesn't pass on the whole sukkah, but I'll call upon him, you're not allowed to sleep under this board, according to Rameya. So therefore, it's not a kash on Rav. Rav will say the end of the Mishnah goes according to Rameya, and not according to Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Toshima, come and bring another Raya. Zalocha Leida, Shnei Sadinim Mitztarfin. If you have 2 Sadinim, means 2 mats, so a mat is something that's possible as Chach. Because it's a Dovra Makabel Tumah, it's called a Kli already, even though it's made out of Pishtin and out of flax, that grows out of the ground, but since it's a kli, it's the utensil you could use, it's makabel tumah, you can't use it for schach. Now the shear that schach passes in the middle of the sukkah is dalat tfachim. If you have 4 tfachim wide of posel of schach going along the whole sukkah, that makes the sukkah posel. So let's say you have 2 sadinim, you have 2 different mats going across the whole schach. Each one is only 2 tfachim wide. Lamaitse dem it's tarfin, and it's a posel of schach now. These 2 mats, like together it's 4 tfachim wide, so you have now 4 tfachim wide of posel schach, the sukkah is posel. It's mitzdarfin. What about shnei nesorim? Let's say you have 2 boards, shnei nesorim, then the locher is ein mitzdarfin. If you have 2 boards, in other words, each board like is only wide, 2 tfachim wide, that's all. Together it's wide 4 tfachim. It says the locher ein mitzdarfin, it doesn't become posel. Reb Meir says no, af nesorim kisadinim. Even 2 boards, if you have to add up the sides of 2 boards together, it makes 4 tfachim, it also passes the sukkah. If these 4 tfachim are in the middle of the sukkah, not near the walls, in the middle of the sukkah, away dalad amis from the walls, that you can't say daifin akumam, then in the middle of the sukkah, if you have posel schach going across the sukkah wide 4 tfachim, the sukkah is posel. So Rameya says, I could even put 2 boards together, also equals the shear of 4 tfachim, and makes the sukkah posel. So it's a machlokes from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda if you can put 2 boards together or not. So Gemara says like this: Bishleim al Shmuel. It's good according to Shmuel the Yomar. B'shein ben arbo machlokes. There's even a machlokes when it's not wide 4 tfachim. Avu yesh ben arbo. But when the board was wide 4 tfachim, divrei hakopsula. Then everybody holds his posel. So according to Shmuel, it comes out good a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. My mitzdarfin. So what does Rav Meir mean to say? The Nesorim are also Mitztarif. That is Posel. Mitztarifin li'abo, it's Mitztarifin to make it Arbo, then it becomes Posel for Arba Tvachim. In other words, according to Rav Meir, if you have 1 board that's 3 Tvachim wide, so that's called Posel Eschach. But this 1 board by itself, since it's only 3 Tvachim wide,
less than dalat tvachim, it doesn't pass on the whole sukkah. But let's say you have two boards there now, that they're both three tvachim wide, so both boards are possible according to Shmuel, according to Remeya. You can't use these boards, so you have now six tvachim of possible schach, and these six tvachim are in the middle of the sukkah, it's good while the sukkah is possible. So according to Shmuel is good, while according to Remeya you could put two and two together. You add the two boards. If each board by itself is less than four tvachim, so each board by itself does not pass through the sukkah, even though it's possible schach, but you add the two together, now you have a space of four, more than four tvachim of possible schach, the sukkah becomes possible. Elo l'Rav, but according to Rav, that Rav Shita is the Yomar, b'sheyesh b'ma'bo machloikis. The old machloikis, the only time Rav Meir says it's possible, if you have a board that's wide four tvachim. Avul ein b'ma'bo, let's say the board is less than four tvachim wide, then Rav says, divrei hakol k'sheira. Everybody, even Rav Meir holds, you're allowed to use those boards and make those schach with it. You can take boards three and a half tvachim wide and make your whole schach with it. It's kosher. There's no gzeres. So if so, hechi domi. How do we have this machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda here if it's mitarfin two nesorim or not? If you have two boards in the middle of the sukkah, mashma, each one by itself doesn't pass all the schach. You need two of them together. How do you have the case you need two of them together? If we're talking about that the board now is wide for tvachim, so it's good why according to Remeya it's possible. Remeya holds the gzeres tikra that a board wide for tvachim you can't use for schach. But the question is then, why does Remeya say I could put the two and two together? Why do you have to put two boards together? Because for tvachim by itself passes the sukkah. So if you're telling me now we're talking about a board that's wide for tvachim, so this one board by itself, if it's going straight across the middle of the sukkah, it's away from the wall more than four amas. You can't say doif nakuma. So in the middle of the sukkah, four tefachim pass to the sukkah. So why do I have to put two and two together, two boards together? One board by itself passes the sukkah. So why does Ramei have to say, oimer af nisarim kisadinim, that nisarim, the two boards, also can equal together like two mats? What do you have to put the two together for? If each board by itself is wide four tefachim, that alone passes the sukkah. The Elamai you want to tell me. Elamai you tell me now these two boards. Each one is less than four tefachim wide. Of the Zayamai, then the Kashra is according to Rav, why does Rav Meir say him starfit? To pass on the sukkah, why? V'akanabi almaninu. Rav said that if it's less than four tefachim wide, even according to Rav Meir, you're allowed to use it for schach. That's called like regular bamboo sticks. There's no gzera sikra. So you can make the whole sukkah. You can have 10 of them like that. It still won't be mitzarif to pass them, because as long as the boards are less than 4 tefachim wide, it's kosher schach. So how could Rav Meir say I'm adding two boards together to make it possible? There's no way to add two together. If each one is less than 4, they're kosher. You can have 10 together. It's kosher. Elamai, each one by itself is 4. So you don't have to put two and two together. It's enough that one alone makes the schach possible. So how does Shmuel learn pshat? How does Rav learn pshat this price? So it sounds like this. Le'olam true, I'll tell you, the yisbo abo. True, Rav learns that Rav Meir only says the board is possible if it's wide for tvachim. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah, that Rav Meir says there is a gzeres tikra, you can't use a board wide for tvachim, because the gzeres you'll use your house, your regular roof. So we have to be talking about now that Rav Meir says it's possible, the board is wide for tvachim. Then the question was, oh my mitzvahfin, what do you mean you have to add two and two, one and one together? The one by itself is puzzle. And if the Gemara mitzvahfin liarba amis minatzad, hatayikim mitzvahfin liarba amis minatzad. In other words, we're talking about now that these boards, you know where they are, they're near the wall. They're not four amis away from the wall. So since they're not four amis away from the wall, that we always say, when you have the walls of the sukkah, the first four amis on the tzchach, even if it's posel schach, still the sukkah is kosher. Because we say doif nakumah. We look as if this wall is extended now and makes a right turn. And the first four amas of posel schach is part of the wall. So I don't care if it's posel schach, it's part of the wall now. The sukkah first starts after the four amas. So you know what I'm talking about tarif now? That right here, these four tefachim, you have now a few boards. So first you have pieces of metal sticking out, let's say, three amas. Now, the last amah, you have two planks of wood. Each one is wide four tefachim. So if you would have just had one piece of wood there, four tvachim is less than an amma. Let's say an amma six tvachim. So since it's less than four amas away from the wall, that one board would become bleif and akuma, still be kosher. But now that you have two boards there, so two boards are eight tvachim. Eight tvachim is already more than an amma. So now you have more than four amas of posel of schach. That's why the sukkah is kosher. Posel. So even according to Rava, comes out good also. We're talking about the boards are wide four tvachim. And if you the whole Ramei Shitter is boards wide four tvachim is possible the Rabban is Xeris Tikra. But just the one board is not possible by itself, because it's not in the middle of the sukkah, it's at the side of the sukkah. It's near the daifin. And we add up these two boards to make it now the possible schach sticks out more than four amas. So you add the two together, now you have four amas worth of possible schach. You can't say daifin akumar anymore. That's why it's possible. The Kopan Masana Kashra and Rav, that Remeya only says it's possible when you have a board wide four tvachim. Less than four tvachim, still it's kosher. In Allah, we talk a paskin like Rav. The paskin is only possible if the board is wide four tvachim. However, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, but let's say Bismana is there. They build roofs. They'll use, let's say, a 1x6 piece of wood. Could be then you shouldn't use a 1x6 piece of wood. Because since they use it to build roofs with, you shouldn't use such a wide piece of wood. Like, you only need four tefachim, according to Rav, because that's the way they used to build it at his times. In the times of the Gemara and Rashi's times, they used to build the roofs with wide boards. It was wide four tefachim. Less than four tefachim, they did not use it. But lo yitzuya today, they would build roofs also like that. I don't think they do it, but if they would do it, it would also be possible not to use it. However, the Ketchila is brought down, you should never use wide woods. You shouldn't use wide ones altogether. At least to make the whole schach like that. There's another chesor involved. Another chesor we'll see later on is that you can't have schach so good tied together that the rain can't come in. If rain can't come in, then it's also xera looks like a tikra. That's also some learned shot here, xera's tikra. Some learned xera's tikra means here that if rain is such good, the schach is so close and heavy together, the rain can't fall through, it also looks like the roof of your house, not like a sukkah. So also you shouldn't use wide boards and put them close together to make the whole schach that way, because also it will stop the rain from coming in. But the halacha we hold like Rabbi. Ikar Adin is only four tefachim. Less than that is kosher. Right, the Lishna Achrin, another lashon is like this. Bishlei Malishmuel comes out good according to Shmuel. The Yomar Bishain Ben Arbo Machlekes. The Machlekes when Reb Meir Nebi Huda is when it's less than four tefachim. That's when even when Reb Meir still is possible. Abu Yesh Ben Arbo, but when the boards are wide four tefachim. Divrei Hakol Psula, even Reb Yehuda is also made than his posel. So that's good. My mitzdarfen. What does it mean it's mitzdarfen here? Mitzdarfen liarbamis. Liarbamis minatzad. Divrei Hakol Psula. Right. So then, according to Shmuel, my mitzdarfen. What do you mean mitzdarfen? What do you have to put two and two together, like one and one together? One by itself is posel. Since you have the board wide four tefachim. Four tefachim is possible those sukkah. The Teretz says we're talking about minatzad. It's not in the middle of the schach, but it's near the wall. So since it's near the wall, the first four amos we say deif and akuma. So we're mitzaref now that these two boards make it the possible schach sticks out more than four amos away from the wall. Then you can't say deif and akuma. Then it's possible. Elo l'Rav, but according to Rav, so that Rav says no. The whole machlek is only when it's wide four tefachim, and even then Reb Yehuda says it's kosher. So Bishlei Mal Reb Meir, I understand according to Reb Meir, my mitzdarfin, what does Reb Meir mean to say that the two boards are mitzdarfin, you put the two together, mitzdarfin liyar barmas minatzad. I can understand that according to Rav also. And that's what Reb Meir says, if you have these two boards, and both of them are wide four tefachim, that according to Reb Meir Shita, each one is possible, but you know why you have to put one and one together? Because it's talking about near the wall to make it a shear of four amas away from the wall. That's good. But the question is like this. This is the Lishna Achrinim. El el Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Omer, according to Rav, it holds, Afilu Yesh Bema Bok Sheira, even if the board is wide for Tvachim, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is no Gzeres Tikra. You're allowed to use it for Schach. So my aim is Tarfin. What does the Rabbi Yehuda have to say? He says, Eloshin, the Tanakhama says, Shnei Sadinim Tarfin. If you have two mats, they come together to make Kosla Schach. Of a Shnei Nisar Meim Tarfin. But if you have two boards, they're not mitzdarf. And the Chur is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So if Yehuda holds, according to Rav, that the board that's wide for tefachim is kosher as tchach, Your mama's allowed to make the whole sukkah that way, so it doesn't, you don't say such a lashon, aim it starfen. Like you can't add one and one together. Treat you can't add the two together. It's mama's kosher schachat, like using bamboo sticks. You can't tell me, you know, if you use two bamboo sticks, we don't add the two together to make it possible. Like, why should you say it's possible? That's what you're allowed to use for schach. So according to Rav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds, even though it's white for tefachim, there's no gzeres tikra, you're allowed to use this board now for schach. So why does his lashon to say aim it's tarfin? I don't put the two boards together to make any psul. Like pshiti, you don't put the two together. It's mamish kanim. It's mamish kosher eschach. You have to tell me by kosher eschach. You don't put two and two together to pass it. So that's the kasha. And the Rabbi Yehuda the Yomer, afilu yesh ben abok shera, my aim it's tarfin. What's this lashon you're telling me? You shnell these two added up together, don't pass the sukkah. Kanim bialmeninu. These are stam kanim. Avadu it's kosher. Like the regular kosher schach. So Marenta Zenachanami, I did the Kama Rav Meir. Since at the end of the Brisa, Rav Meir says mitzarfin, his shita is no. The board that's white for tefachim is posla schach. So you have to add one and one together. Sometimes if it's near the wall, that you have to make four amas, not to say doif and akuma. So since Rav Meir said the lashon mitzarfin, I'm Rav Yehuda mitzarfin. Rav Yehuda also said this lashon of aim mitzarfin. I'm not going to put one and one together. But really, it's pshita. According to Rabbi Yehuda, pshita, he holds a board wide for tzvach with mamash kosher eschach. So pshita, you don't put the two together. He only says this lashon because Rav Meir says such a lashon. He says aim is tarfin. Now the Gemara says Tanya kavosid the Rav, Tanya kavosid the Shmuel. I bring you a brayse, a raya to Rav's din that the machleikis says where it's wide for tzvachim and still Rabbi Yehuda holds it's kosher. You're allowed to make tzvach from boards wide for tzvachim and Tanya kavosid. And Tanik Abbas the Shmuel, I have a right like Shmuel that says no. When it's wide, four tefachim, everybody holds this posel. The Machlokes says between three and four tefachim. Whereas a Tanik Abbas the Rav, I'll bring your raya to Rav. We have a raya from a bris like Rav. Then it's like this, says later. Sichcha b'nesorim shaleris. Let's say you made your schach with boards made out of cedar wood. Shein b'mabur, that each board is less than four tefachim wide. Is divrei hakok shera. Everybody holds this kosher. Rav Meir also says it's kosher. Is this a riot to Rav? That where's the machlokes only, but yesh b'mabur, when the boards are wide for tefachim, then it's the machlokes. That Rav Meir, poisel, Rav Meir has the gzeres tikra, you can't use a board that's so wide, because then it looks like the roof of your house. People will think you're allowed to eat in the house. Rav Yehuda machsher, Rav Yehuda holds still is kosher, it's not much a riot to Rav. That Rav Yehuda holds is kosher, even though it's wide for tefachim, still is kosher, Rav Yehuda does not hold from the gzeres tikra. Rabbi Yehuda, who likes bringing a riot to himself? Rabbi Yehuda, Maise, once happened a story, Peshas HaSakona. There was a Sash HaSakona, Rashi learns, Shegozer Oivdi Kechovim Gzer Ala Mitzvahs. The Goyim made a Gzer that the Jews are not allowed to do any mitzvahs. So it's Poshas, Sakona's the Foshas, to do a mitzvah. So it was a Sash HaSakona, Shevionu Nesorim, we were caroling boards, Shehoyu Ben Arba, that were wide for Tvachim, Vesichachnu Agave Mirfesis. And we put it on top of our porches. V'yashavnu tachtayim. And we ate underneath this for our sukkah. That was a Yehuda's raya that they used boards that were wide for tzvachim. They put it on top of their porches. And they ate there, but there was a sukkah. So you see, you're allowed to use a board that's wide for tzvachim for the tzvach. So Gemara says, Omru loy. So the Rabbanim answered back, like Rabbi Meir said back to Yehuda, Misham raya, from there you want to bring me a proof. Ein shas hasakona raya. You can't bring me any proof at a time of a shas hasakona. A shas hasakona means it's a pekuach nefesh. Like you can't make a regular sukkah. So then the rabbanon were makel. In other words, at normal times the rabbanon said, don't use a board that's wide for tefachim. Because it looks like you're sitting on the own roof in the house. But a shas hasakona, you can't take small boards. Because if you carry small boards in the street, the goyim will see you're going to make a sukkah, they'll kill you. But like this, if you're carrying a wide board that's four tefachim wide, then the goyim won't know you're doing l'shem sukkah. The goyim will think you want to make a porch. They'll think you want to make a roof. So therefore, b'shas hasakana, the rabbanim amoida, there's no gzeres tikra, will let you use the schach, even though it's wide four tefachim, because it's better to have this schach than have nothing. But at b'shlei b'shas hasakana, at normal times, when you could have narrower boards, there, the rabbanim, it's possible to use wider boards.